White hurricane, what is that?
Well, there is no such thing, but in 1913, the people on the Great Lakes certainly would have said there was. We had a situation in 1913 of a storm that turned out to be probably the largest non-wartime disaster to America's maritime fleet, and it happened on the Great Lakes, which is probably why nobody noticed, because historians tend to sit on the East Coast and look out to sea. But we had 12 ships lost, 250 sailors, another 24 to 30 ships stranded or heavily damaged, washed up on shore, that kind of thing. Millions of dollars of property lost. Cleveland and northern Ohio buried under snow. It was quite an end to the sailing season. And in one period of time, which I believe was only an hour long on Lake Huron, eight ships were literally just obliterated on Lake Huron in 90-mile-an-hour winds, a absolute whiteout blizzard at night. And I can't even imagine if you've seen Lake Huron, you know, or Lake Michigan, Lake Huron.
Sure, and I've seen them all.
They had 35-foot, measured 35-foot waves.
I was in Detroit when the Edmund Fitzgerald went down, and we sent a crew. Do you remember Ron Sanders?
Sure.
Yeah, we sent Ron up there to cover that story. What is it about that region, David, where the weather is just so severe? The winds are so gusty.
Well, the Great Lakes, you are never able to run off and avoid a storm. You absolutely have to make in. I mean, there's no place to go. I say that if you on the ocean, you could divert, let yourself go off course 500 miles, and you'd be late getting in, but you'd make it. But on the Great Lakes, if you're 5 miles off course, you know, you've got corn tied up in your prop. There's no place to go. So that's one part of it. Great Lakes vessels are basically a shoebox, if you will, the point at one and the propeller at the other. They're a barge, shallow draft by comparison to the ships of the ocean. And so they're not quite as stable, especially of that era, the 1913 storm. And on top of that, we are in an atmospheric, if you want to call it, collision zone or war zone, where you have the polar air, the continental air, and some tropical air coming up the Mississippi Valley all collide approximately over Toledo, Detroit, that area. And so it makes prediction difficult. It makes for some interesting weather mixes. And the other thing, finally, is that while the spring storms are much, much windier, I mean, there's much more wind, something that I found is one of those factoids you collect, that cold air over warm water, which is what we have in the fall, creates bigger wind lift of waves than warm air in the spring over cold water. And there's one other thing that makes the Great Lakes particularly deadly, and that is that the water is essentially denser, and a wave has more impact than salt water. And so there's a lot of things that gang up on ships on the Great Lakes.
I understand there may be an IMAX motion picture on White Hurricane.
I don't know. I believe we're talking about that, but I'm not able to say.
Okay. Well, maybe, huh? At a theater close to you? Maybe. The blizzard that occurred, and I'm sure... This is one, now, when you talk about these ships that lost, was this just over a couple-day period?
Okay, what happened is that there were several weather systems that took about 3 days to work their way through. And I think that's the typical 3 days of a storm and out, you know. But in this particular case, the first day, you had an Alberta Clipper. I'm sure you remember those.
Oh, sure.
They come out of Canada. This particular one came up over the range up in Duluth Superior, and roared down. I don't know if you've ever been to Duluth, but there's a range of hills behind it, and it came up over that, and the cold air just came down those hills into town, and some interesting funny things happened with the gusts of wind there. But out on Lake Superior, the ships were caught by what was a November gale, and as near as I can tell, about the same as a Fitzgerald. The thing about this gale is that it sets up, it gets the water moving, it comes down across the northern end of Lake Michigan, it crosses Sault Ste. Marie, comes down a little bit on Lake Huron, and then goes out over the province of Ontario along the St. Lawrence Valley. So that's the first storm, and it's got things moving. Now, it did some damage. I mean, you have the one ship that was an old a wooden cargo vessel. Looks like an ordinary freighter on the Great Lakes, but it was made of wood. And it washed up in Death's Door there in Door County on the Green Bay side of Lake Michigan, the Louisiana. And they managed to put one of their crew members ashore without getting him too wet. He was supposed to trudge off and into the snow and find somebody to help rescue them off the ship. And after he left, somebody says, "Do you smell smoke?" And, of course, they now found themselves on a burning wooden ship in a blizzard.
Oh, my God.
You know, they managed all to get off. But, I mean, that must have – that's a story. There's a great sea story in that. They said that the first mate was a fairly short guy, and he said that the only way they got through the snowdrifts is a couple guys would pick him up and throw him, and he would – you know, they'd throw him into the snowdrift, and he'd bust it down that way, sort of an early version of dwarf tossing. I think it's a sea story, but it's a marvelous one.